Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show at BunSports.com. It is Monday, and, well, we left you Friday. We thought we'd have a decent weekend of college football, but the slate of games looked a little bit weak for what we've been used to the last several weeks, but it was anything but that. If you watched college football Saturday evening, you were no doubt riveted to your TV screen as it seemed like the top teams in the nation could not get it done. Stanford takes down Oregon 17-15, number one Oregon in the Bun Sports Power Ranking, 17-14 in Eugene. What an incredible win that was. And then Baylor blasts Kansas State 52-24 in Waco. That is number two in the Bun Sports Power Rankings. That leaves Notre Dame as the most likely team to assume that number one spot in the Bun Sports Power Rankings. We already know that they have done so in the BCS standings, as those were released last night. Notre Dame number one, Alabama number two. The Crimson Tide have new life in the BCS. Georgia 3, Florida 4, Oregon 5. They fell to 5. Kansas State fell to 6. And then behind them is LSU, Stanford, Texas A&M, and Florida State. That's your new BCS top 10. It seems to change every week. And I, you know, as we bring in the college football professor, it seems to me that I'm asking the same question every week to you, and that is, what did you make of the weekend's developments?
Well, I think there were three things that stood out to me. The first thing is that these teams are discovering what it means to play when you're under the pressure of real competition for something. And it was interesting to hear Chip Kelly today talking about how they were asking him, what do you think about the pressure on Notre Dame? They're now number one, and that we've got our rival game ahead of us, and it probably doesn't have the time to for the pressure to build. So he was admitting the fact that teams that have been at the top for a long period of time have been under that excruciating pressure. The second thing that I noted was that at Stanford is a very good football team. This wasn't a fluke. They're a good football team. The teams that were supposedly, and I'm not talking about the elite teams, but in the top, at least supposed to be in the top, a team that seems to just not be the kind of quality team we thought they were, and that's Southern Cal. They just didn't look very good at all.
No, they didn't. They, of course, lost 38-28 in their big rivalry game in the Rose Bowl to UCLA. Well, other final Saturday, the SEC really didn't have a whole lot of action. Florida won easily. Georgia did as well. Alabama did as well. Those are Southern Conference opponents primarily. But how about LSU? 41-35 over Ole Miss in Tiger Stadium. And for the longest time, I thought Hugh Freeze and the Ole Miss Rebels were going to pull one out of the fire there.
That was an entertaining game because of the the tightness of it. I don't know that LSU played all that great.
Well, as we look forward to the next couple of weeks, let's just get an overall general view right now. Where do you think this stands? Do you think Notre Dame will, we'll get to their game in a little while, but you think this is pretty straightforward from here on out, or do you think there's some chaos that'll ensue?
Well, I don't know. You would think that Notre Dame would defeat Southern Cal. But Southern Cal's got some great athletes. They probably have more great athletes than Notre Dame does. And if they could get it together, I don't know what's going on there. But you would think they would win that game. But if they don't, then I think that brings into play. Of course, Notre Dame, I don't think, will be completely knocked out. I think it brings Florida into the mix. But they've got to beat Florida State, so they've got a very difficult game. It would probably bring Oregon back into the mix somewhat. So who knows what will happen? It'll be a close thing. I hear the people who know how to numbers on the BCS give their opinion, but there's 2/3 of the strength comes from the voters, not just the computers.
Let's talk about that backup quarterback for USC. His name is Max Whittick. He was the third-ranked quarterback coming out of high school in ESPN's top 300. This is, of course, his first start, but he is 8 of 9 for 95 passing yards and primarily mop-up duty this year with a touchdown. He's played in three games, But in high school, he had 4,410 passing yards and 39 touchdowns. And that just proves that USC, of course, is always recruiting that high-caliber athlete. And they don't just have some bum from off the street to come in and take over at quarterback. So I do think that they'll give Notre Dame a challenge this weekend. And I think I was talking to someone earlier today, the biggest challenge for Notre Dame is going to be covering those receivers of USC, because if this quarterback can give them any semblance of a good pass, then it could be a long day for the Notre Dame secondary.
It very well could. And another thing, Jacob, that's interesting, you're talking about these quarterbacks that are highly rated. That Stanford quarterback, he wasn't that high. He was pretty highly rated, but all his quarterbacks in California, they moved him from the state of Virginia. So who can figure out all these things that are happening?
I tell you, it's something. Well, let's look at next week, and there are some games that we want to pay attention to. Thursday night, you have TCU at Texas. That's your Thursday night game. Although there are some good NFL games on all day Thursday, including at night, so that might be something to pay attention to as well. Friday, of course, the day after Thanksgiving, there are always good matchups on. Ranked teams, number 23, Kent State is hosting Ohio. Number 14, Nebraska is at Iowa. Of course, the traditional game, number 7, LSU, is at Arkansas. And what do you make of the Battle of the Golden Boot this year?
I think there's going to be much kick in the boot this year. LSU will probably dominate this game quite easily. And when you talk about, we were just talking about quarterbacks. In three of the big games, the starting quarterback is unable to play because of health. That is Florida, and I suppose Connor Shaw is still out for South Carolina. And then, of course, the quarterback for USC. So there are three big quarterbacks that's not going to be there to help their teams this week.
That's true. Going into Saturday now, Georgia Tech is at number 3. Georgia, this is an 11 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. And this one could be a little tricky. I mean, Georgia Tech's option style can give teams fits, even though they aren't having a particularly banner year. But we saw it the other day when Georgia played Georgia Southern. They weren't exactly able to shut him down.
Well, the Georgia Tech's defense is lacking, and it's interesting. Georgia Tech now is going to be in the ACC championship game.
They are.
Until now. We talk about not having that many games, but yet it turned to be one of the most exciting and intriguing weekends. This week we've got, really good games galore. You got Stanford and UCLA, Notre Dame, Southern Cal, Oregon State. Not just for the national championship, but position themselves for BCS bowls.
Yeah, there are a lot of games. There's no question about it. Oregon State, as you mentioned, they play on the Pac-12 Network Saturday. Do you think Oregon? Is there any kind of a hangover from that loss? Are they in trouble again?
I don't really think so.
Yeah. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, don't forget about that. That's Bedlam. And as you mentioned,
right,
Stanford and UCLA. Now, do you think that there's a possibility that Stanford gets the win? And if that happens, of course, they will play 6 days later on Friday night following for the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah, that hadn't fallen very well for the Pac-12, had it?
No.
The way that's working out.
And how about that USC-Notre Dame game? Well, who do you pick in that one?
I really think if these athletes at Southern Cal can play together, I think they could win the game. I don't know if they're not just highly motivated or the other teams are just taking it to them or exactly what, but they have the potential. I would be surprised if Southern Cal doesn't pull this one out.
We've barely even mentioned the Iron Bowl. It's usually a major centerpiece around here, but because of the entirely different planets that these two programs have been on this year, the game isn't getting a much national recognition. But it is 2:30 on CBS Saturday afternoon. Your thoughts on that?
Alabama plays to their level of football. But if you go in and start turning the ball a bit, like some teams do on occasion, and things could get scary in a hurry. But I think Alabama wins the game fairly easily.
And finally, our game of the week, I would say, and that is number 4, Florida at number 10, Florida State. Now, Florida State is going to have some trouble with the computers, according to Brad Edwards. He says they need a huge bump, and he's not sure that the win over Florida can even give them that. Florida is doing, in contrast, very well in the computers, and would perhaps, with a win, solidify itself over Oregon if something were to happen to Notre Dame, and they would drop. So, a lot riding on this game in Tallahassee.
I don't think, just as I look at it, I don't think that Florida can win the game without Driscoll. And my understanding is he will not be able to play.
No, he's going to play.
Florida State is really, the University of Florida has really been struggling on offense. And Florida State's, their strength is their defense. So I'm just wondering, of course, Florida's defense is something of a whole as well.
Yeah, just to clarify, Jeff Driscoll is going to play Saturday for the Florida
Gators.
Then
I give Florida State, then I give the University of Florida a good chance of win. Then I think it'll be a really even match game, though.
Yeah, he may not play the whole game. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but according to Florida officials and from the reports that are out this afternoon, he will play. Well, another good weekend of college football upcoming, Professor, and I'm sure we'll all be riveted to our TV screens again. I can't wait to see it unfold, and I guess this week proves this to us that anything can happen, and just when you least expect it.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll be back later in the week to talk about it, and we will have shows for the rest of the week, including on Friday as we get ready for the big college football weekend. I hope everyone is preparing to have a good holiday for Thanksgiving, and a lot of rivalries this weekend, so hope you enjoy those. We'll be back. This is the Bun Sports Show on BunSports.com.